frustrated that they couldn't do Thanksgiving.
They made the throws. They made the catches. They got turnovers on special teams. They got turnovers on defense. We knew it was going to be a different Cowboy team coming in here. We knew they were going to play with a little bit more fire. It showed up. They made plays, and we didn't.
How tough or frustrating at this point to know you're going to need help in the playoff picture?
I really am not worried about the playoffs right now. I think our next opponent is the most important thing. We got to make sure we want to know next week.
You guys are giving up a lot of big plays down the field this season. With 2 games to go, what changes do you think need to be made to bring those in?
I don't know. I just think that we just got to be better in our techniques. Got to finish a little bit better, and just got to play for 60 minutes.
You obviously didn't like some of those penalties, calls. What upset you most? Do you feel like it's just you can't play defense the way it should be played, or?
Let me tell you guys what I told you last week, man. You know, we can't complain about calls. It's up to the ref and their decision and what they see. And they see something that deems a flag and they throw it, and you know, you got to line up and play the next play, man. So that's just the world we live in as defensive backs, man. You can't touch them at the 5 yards. You can't put your hands on them. It's difficult, but you know, can't complain about it.
You guys know what Des Bryant can do, but what made him so successful tonight?
I think him and Tony has always had a special connection. I think that those guys play really well together when they're playing really well. So their communication was great. They made plays and we didn't. So that's the bottom line.
What do you think for Fletch? He's obviously going to take some of the heat for some of those deep tuck
downs. You know, when you play the cornerback position, you got to understand that, you know, that's a part of the game. You're going to get thrown at. There are going to be times when the receiver's going to make plays on you. But, you know, hats off to Fletch on his resilience and continuing to play hard. You know, he's a competitor. He's played really well thus far in the season. And, you know, it's just one of those games, man. Everybody goes through it, even the best. You know, you just got to understand that that's a part of the game. You're going to have those situations sometimes. And you have to bounce back and just play better next week.
As a veteran leader on the team, what do you think the message needs to be to some of the younger guys, maybe having been in a situation where you don't control your playoff? You know?
Just take it one day at a time. Understand that this is a one-game season from this point forward, and understand that we do everything that we're supposed to do. We handle our end of the deal, and things will happen for us. You know, we come out and we're a little bit complacent and flat, and not necessarily play with level heads, and we give those guys an opportunity to make plays, and obviously we can't win the game, man. We got to be a little bit more better in all phases of the ball today.